SBS Radio.
A common story around Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture is the fact that in some areas upon settlement, so many tribal groups were told not to practice culture or speak their own language. So imagine now you've got the chance to revive your own cultural practices from the past and pass it down to the next generation. Well, one mother-daughter duo from Queensland are doing just that. I'm Kerry Lee Harding and this is the NITV Podcast.
To me, it's very important and working together with BC on our traditional cultural practices, keeping them alive today and doing it together, keeping it, you know, intergenerational as well to preserve and, you know, keep our culture alive.
Yeah, and to, I think, to nurture our culture as well and also to share our family and our ancestors' stories and I guess, yeah, making work that tells these stories of our country and our Quandamooka people and our ancestors, the way that, you know, we want to share them. And as artists, we all have different ways of sharing stories and working in different mediums and that kind of thing. So it's been really special for us to work with the cyanotype for this project, because we make them on country and they are developed through the sun and the winds on country as well.
You just heard there from Elisa Jane and Sonia Carmichael from North Stradbroke Island on Quandamooka country, and they're artists who are exhibiting their weaving work at Tarnity 2020, which is on at the Art Gallery of South Australia, and their work is being displayed as part of the Open Hands exhibition. In the exhibition, Elisa Jane and her mother Sonia have used traditional weaving and string making techniques to create delicate woven forms.
Well, art has always been in our family, and Lisa has been a practicing artist for a long, you know, since she could pick up a pencil, I guess, and drawing. But in terms of painting, and then fibre art came into our practice probably only in the last decade or so, after viewing the beautiful old bags from Quandamooka that are in the Anthropology Museum. But prior to that, I'd already been weaving with ghost nets, which marine debris and, you know, discarded ropes and plastic matter that is either lost or discarded at sea, you know, that washes up on country. So, and weaves its way here to the shores of beautiful Minjiriba. So it's wonderful to just repurpose that stuff. So that was my first, introduction to weaving. And then together, family started exploring, and elders, our community, collaboration, working on regenerating our Quandamooka weaving that's in museum collections, was the only living evidence, I guess, of our traditional weaving that was existing still. So from that came many visits to sitting with our ancestral hands through the bags that are in museum collections in Australia, you know, in the university here, UQ, as well as the Museum of Queensland and the Australian Museum. So we were able to sit and together, Lisa and I, and view the bags. And we also went as family with our elders, our community elders here, our Quandamooka elders, and we had a wonderful exhibition where it all came together with fibre from Southeast Queensland, and there's a special Quandamooka women's collective who came together regularly. And Lisa and I were part of, and for other, you know, members of our elders and their families, and our daughter Freya was the curator, so she certainly had a lot of input into it as well.
So it kind of, I guess that was like where it all began. And then I guess I'm always making all the time. And so while I'm sitting down at home, I'm always keeping my hands busy doing something. And so it kind of just happened, I guess, naturally, that because I was always making work around mum, and mum was weaving away as well, and we would always talk about what we were working, and then we were kind of like, hey, should we do this together? And because mum was always showing me how to do things as well. And yeah,
and there was that yearning to get it back to, I think, our weaving, you know, it was almost lost to a generation, and we'd sit together and try and figure it out, you know, the technique. And it wasn't so much about technique, though, it was about being together and being with the materials and, you know, going out together and on country and gathering and experimenting. And yeah, a lot of trial and error in the beginning, but having, you know, amazing sense of connecting and and walking on country and gathering materials together and then working on actually weaving.
Colonisation in Australia saw the practice of culture and language erased in some parts of the nation. And Sonia Carmichael is proud she is reviving culture along with her daughter, Elisa Jane.
You know, the mission days when practices, the like language and cultural practices like weaving and corroboree, when the, you know, the intent was to erase those practices, and our grannies remember, you know, our elders remember the grannies having to, you know, hide to speak language. And obviously the bags in museum collections, you can see the change from the traditional weaving to the mission bags that are in the collection in the Anthropology Museum. So it's all very new in a sense to be reunited and feel like it was part of our, it is part of our cultural heritage, and wonderful to, work together.
The exhibition Open Hands is on at the Art Gallery of South Australia and features works in a range of mediums from nearly 90 artists from across the nation.
In the exhibition, we've done four large-scale cyanotype pieces, which are done on cotton fabric, and they're each roughly around 3 by 3 metres. So they're really large in scale, and they're very deep, like the ocean. And we hope they give people the sense of feeling like they're surrounded by the deep blue seas and looking deeper into what the works are about. And then there's also a woven installation, which is placed on a plinth in the exhibition. And in that installation is the pieces that have also been used in the cyanotypes. But there's a group of weavings, which one is gulai, which mum has woven, and that's a Kwandamuka women's bag, which has the loop and diagonal knot weave, which is the traditional weaving technique from Kwandamuka country, and it's made out of ongare, our freshwater swamp reed, which grows in the swamps, in the sand on country here. And they're beautiful reeds which have pink tips, and they pink blending into a beautiful shade of green. So there's amazing tonal colours within the fibre. And then I've woven a Kulaman vessel, which is representing carrying salt water. And that's also woven with ongare using the coiling technique. And then we have some pieces of string which are woven with tawalpan, which is our cotton tree, which is a fibre which would be used to make string and net. And then there's a kind of contemporary form which I've made myself, which is about looking at the materials and the abundance of resources which are on Kwandamuka country, as in food and natural materials for weaving and collecting. And it's a form which is made out of the cotton tree bark and wood with an oyster shell, and then we've placed quampi shells around the installation, which are beautiful kind of luminescent shells, which is an amazing food source for the Quandamooka people here. I think what Lisi was saying about how our story reflects on carrying country, you know, through and the celebration of the times with, you know, and looking at ceremony and country and the spirituality and connecting, you know, the threads of family and community. So it's really quite, to us, special. And to have that feeling of walking into the depth of the, you know, the layers, I guess, the meaning that are in the works as well, hopefully, when, you know, they come together in the, we're excited to see them.
We haven't seen the works up on the walls yet. We did the works at Mum and Dad's house over on the island here, and we had our friend Renata Buziak, who's a photo media artist, and she supported us through exposing the cyanotypes, and we just made them at Mum and Dad's house here and had them drying off the deck, and now
a wonderful photographer as well.
Yeah.
So Dreesen's photography as well as weaving, hey, in different new forms and old forms.
Yeah. Can't wait to see how it looks in the gallery when we walk in next week.
Alisa Jane has much respect for her ancestors' cultural practices and had written a poem where she is inspired by her ancestors and the connection from her weaving and art.
Yeah, that was inspired by, because, like I was saying earlier, like I've always been making, and so my hands are always keeping busy, and I feel like it's a way of connecting with our ancestors through making work with our hands. And through the process of learning how to weave, it's been really special because when we go gather reeds, like just knowing that those are the places that our ancestors would have been gathering these fibres and connecting with those fibres and that country through our hands. And then learning how to weave, for me, it felt like it's something that I've always known how to do once I started working with it, and my hands have always known how to do it. And so, yeah, to me, it's like a feeling that of my ancestors being with me and guiding the way of weaving and gathering materials and protecting our practices and keeping them alive.
It's been a difficult year for the family as Sonia lost her mother, and with COVID restrictions, it's been hard. But Alisa Jane and Sonia are thankful they've had the chance to work on country and to heal through their art and craft work.
It's been great this year, especially like with COVID, and we lost our grandma at the start of the year, so Mum's mum, and I think it's been really healing for us having this project to work on together.
Absolutely.
It's been really special having this time together and working on away on something that's really meaningful for us. And, yeah, we really hope that people enjoy it when they see it.
It was very, very healing to be working on, and during the time of great loss, and knowing that story is captured in my mother, Lisa's grandmother was very strong about things, and the connection to water is a big part of this, the work, as well as connection to our country here, and I think can feel her lifeblood in it too, hey?
Yeah.
And this is it for this episode of our podcast series. Thank you to our guests today. artists Sonia and Elisa Jane Carmichael. I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and this is the NITV podcast. And you can listen to our other NITV podcasts, Take It Black and Ballin' Out. And you can listen just by going to where you get your podcasts.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.